Bezras Hashem Yisparek, today's daf is Dalet in Maseches Nazir, is the 1117th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up right after the Mishnah on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, that's going to be analyzing the statement of acceptance of Nazirus. And the Mishnah says that if one says, Hareini Nazir min Achartzanim, I'm going to be a Nazir from grapes, so then in such a case, that is considered a valid acceptance of Nazirus. Gemara is going to analyze that Rabbi Shimon says that one needs to make a neder that all of the things are going to be aser. The Mishnah says either you say min hachartzanim, min hazag, min hatiglachas, and the Gemara is going to explain the background of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That's going to take the Gemara, as we will see, in terms of the issue of a Nazir making Kiddush. A Nazir cannot make Kiddush, and the Gemara is going to explain why it is that a Nazir can't even make Kiddush as well. And based on this different approaches of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, we will have different reasons for why that's so. The Gemara will then follow with the sugya of Nazir Shimshon and some of the halachos that relate to the Nazir Shimshon and the difference between someone who becomes a Nazir Olam, as the Mishnah will describe on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, someone who becomes a Nazir Olam versus a Nazir Shimshon. One example of the differences is that a Nazir Shimshon does not bring karbanos if he becomes Tamei. And on Amud Beis, we will continue an analysis of that, as well as other issues of being Makbis Beneder, formulations that are acceptable for Nedarim and Nazirus. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. 7 lines from the bottom, maybe even a little more on Gimel Amud Beis. Masnisen de lo ki Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah that says, we did it yesterday, but let's read it again quickly. Hareini nazir min hachartzan min hazogim min hatiglachas min hatumah reize nazir v'chol dikdukei nazirus alav. The Mefarish, or Rashi, explains that the Mishnah is telling us that even if you give one example of Nazirus, then it's binding for all halachas of Nazirus. So if Reuven says, from pits, so then in such a case, he's aser for all halachas of Nazirus. Masisin deloka Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah is not consistent with Rabbi Shimon. Desanya Rabbi Shimon Eimer, ain't a chayiv achiyidah mikula. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that you're not chayiv for a Nazir until you say that you're going to take all of the Yisurei Nazirus on yourself. Rabbi Shimon says that you need to say a Lashon that's kolel everything, a Lashon that includes everything, and therefore if you say Nazir min achartzanim, that would not be enough. Rabban Amri afil nazir ela b'chad minhon having Nazir. Rabbanan say that by simply saying chartzanim, that is going to be enough, and the Gemara is going to give us the Svaris Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan shortly. My time at Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kura, B'chol Asher Yasem Yigefen Hayem Achatzan V'Adzog. The Torah says that if he becomes a Nazir from all of the Gefen Yayin V'Chatzanim. What's the word Mikol coming to teach us? It must be that it's coming to tell us that it has to be everything. Everything has to be included in his Lashon. Now, of course, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to say Chatzanim Zogin Tiklachas Tumah, etc. What you do have to say, though, is something that connotates everything. Hareini Nazir, according to Rabbi Shimon, if someone says that, so then in such case that would be kol hakol. Rabbanan my time, Amar Kura Miyayin V'Shechar Yazir. The Pasuk also says that if he becomes a Nazir from Yayin or Shechar. Now there are other halachas. A non-Nazir, Shimshon, a regular Nazir, also has Tumah. Nevertheless, Miyayin Shechar Yazir typifies Nazirus as well, and a Prat could also do that. Rabbi Shimon, Nami Yoksim Yayin V'Shechar Yazir. What's Rabbi Shimon going to do with the fact that the Pasuk says Yayin Shechar Yazir? Says the Gemara, Humi Boile Le'eser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. He uses it to tell us the halacha that a Nazir doesn't make Kiddush, that a Nazir doesn't drink wine, even wine of a mitzvah. Where do we learn that out from? We learn that out from Yayin V'Shechar. It's coming to be marbe all wine, even Yayin of mitzvah. Mayhi, what's an example of that? Kiddushta v'avdalta. It refers to Kiddush and Havdalah, that there, that's considered aser as well. Asks the Gemara,
having mushpah v'omed alav me'ar Sinai. The Mefarish explains that the Gemara is asking, how could it be that the Pasuk needs to tell us that he's going to be Aser on the Yayin because he made a neder of Mezirus? He has a mitzvah min HaTorah to make Kiddush. And if he has a mitzvah min HaTorah to make Kiddush, so then in such a case, then his Mezirus will not make the Yayin of the Rishus Aser to him. That's how the Mefarish learned. The Mefarshim point out that the Mefarish Rashi, or the Mefarish over here, is saying quite a Chiddush. He's saying that Kiddush on a wine is Daraisa. Tosis disagrees. According to many, the Girsa is Bechi Mushba V'Omed Alav Mehar Sinai. When it comes to Yayin, is that a Din Daraisa altogether? Witness that you would need a Pasuk to be Matir? The Chiyuv, according to Tosas and the Rush, the Chiyuv of Tosas is the Chiyuv of Kiddush is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. If the Chiyuv is only Midrabanan, so certainly a Yayin would be Aser to a Nazir, and we wouldn't even need a Pasuk to come to tell us that it is Aser. The Gedolei Achronim in Hilcha Shabbos discuss that what emerges then, according to Rashi, is that on some level Rashi understands that Kiddush on Yayin would be a Din Da'araisa. Most Rishonim don't hold this way, as Tosis spells out in Dibur HaMaschil, Mahi Kiddusha V'Avdalta. Either way, the Gemara is rejecting that explanation. Continues the Gemara on the top of Dalet Amar Aleph, Ela Ki Hada Amar Rava. But rather, there's another explanation to what is going on over here, that Yayin Shel Mitzvah is being precluded. The Pasuk gets a different case. Shvua She'eshta. He makes a Shvua that he's going to drink wine. And then what happens is, V'chazav Amar Hareini Nazir. And then he turns himself into a Nazir. So on the one hand, he's got his Shvua that he made that he's going to drink wine. On the other hand, he then says, Hareini Nazir. So an Asya Nazirus, so Nazirus goes, Chayil Ala Shvua. And it takes effect on the Shvua. In other words, that now he's made a Shvua to prohibit, a neder of Nazirus to prohibit the wine on top of him, on him. And this we learn from the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling us that the Nazirus overrides the Shvua. V'rabbana nami, hami boile lesser yai mitzvah kiyem rishus. But the Rabbanan also need a Pasuk for this. Because it says Yayin v'shechar, so one of the psukim is coming to tell us the Rabbanan that you shita that you could even be mekabel a prat for Nazirus. And the other point is to teach us that if he made a shvua to drink wine and takes Nazirus, the Nazirus trumps the shvua. The Gemara continues. Reb Shimon hainu taima. Because of Sheikhar, and why does it say Sheikhar according to Rabbi Shimon? It means to learn out Sheikhar from the Isser of drinking in the Migdash. The Torah Akdashah says, Yayin v'sheikhar al teish ato v'necha itcha, that for Aaron HaKohen, it's usher to do the Avoida after drinking wine. Magabe Nazir Yayin hu delitzer. Just like when it comes to a Nazir, specifically, it is wine that is usur. Avol shar mashkin loy, but other intoxicating drinks, the halach is not that way. Af legabe migdash nami yayin hu delitzer shar mishtakrin lo. But when it comes to other intoxicating drinks, yayin and sheikhar are the things that are usur, but other drinks that would intoxicate, in those days they would make an intoxicating drink even out of dates as well, so then in such a case, that is not going to be usur. And this explanation of how to understand the word sheikhar is not consistent with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. This non as it appears in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achalt vela ki'ilis. If a person eats figs from the place called ki'ilis, and that is something that intoxicates, v'shasa dvash v'chalav, or he drinks honey and milk, which also in the time of Chazal would intoxicate, v'nigdas l'migdash chayiv. He's chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for coming into the migdash intoxicate. So it doesn't have to be either yayin or sheikhar. It could be other intoxicate beverages as well. Period. So that would not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara gives a totally different understanding to the Shita Rabbi Shimon that we had in our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah had said that if a person takes a neder on Chartzanim, then in such a case, the neder of Nezirus, of Chartzanim, he will use that formulation that Nezirus is a form of neder. He's taking a neder of Nezirus for Chartzanim. Rabbi Shimon says it's not binding ad shiidur mikula. What's the svara? Says the Gemara, Iba yisem Rabbi Shimon lesle iser chalal iser. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the concept that one iser could take effect on another. Explains the Mefarish. Let's take a look at Iba Yisema, Rashi, or the Mefarish. Hainu taima de Rabbi Shimon, parallel to the next Gemara, about 12 lines from the bottom, from the wide, the medium size wide. Iba Yisema, hainu taima de Rabbi Shimon, damar, einachai mezir sachi yazim mikulam bistam. The reason why we don't allow a person to take a partial mezir is to amar, hareini nazar de Rabbi Shimon litamei, de lesle iser chalal iser. The only time it's chalaz if he says arein yaser, because Rabbi Shimon holds that one iser cannot be chal on another. Mefarsh explains. When he makes himself also from the grapes, let us say, then you're going to argue that the Nazirus is chal according to the Chachamim, but we have a problem. The other halachas of Nazirus now cannot come into effect of shaving and tumah. And for that reason, Rabbi Shimon cannot tolerate a partial Nazirus. Because once you have a partial Nazirus, according to Rabbi Shimon, you won't be able to create the rest of the Nazirus. And presumably, the Mefarish doesn't finish off, but presumably, that is not tolerable within the halachos of Nazirus. It can't be that a person would say Chartzanim, be a partial Nazir and not become a whole Nazir. But that's true according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, the formulation has to be a full Nazirus. How do we know that one Iser cannot take effect on another? Desanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, Potter. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that someone who eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's Potter for the prohibition of Yom HaKippurim, because once the Iser Nevela is Aser as it is, there isn't a separate set of punishment for Yom HaKippurim itself. That is the concept of Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Of course, that's sugi to discuss in detail in Shavuos on Chav Dalet on the base. Says the Gemara L'Rabbanan Nami Haksiv Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin. According to the Rabbanan who say that you could take a partial Nezirus, what are they going to do with the Pasuk of Mikol? We learned in the beginning of today's daf that Rabbi Shimon makes a big deal of this word Mikol. It has to be of all of Nazirus. Amri Lach Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will answer, Hasam li made al Isurei Nazir Shemitztarfin Zezeh. Say the Rabbanan, it's coming to tell us a totally different halacha. And that is that when it comes to Isurei Nazirim, Nazirus, that they join together. Rather, in other words, what does that mean that the Isurei Nazirus joined together? Explains the Mefarish, 5 lines into the medium size lines. Likizayis shim lo achol ben chartzim zag el kizayis bilvach chay malchus. What happens if he has a kizayis worth of grapes, but one is pit and the other is the skin? So then, in such a case, they join together. We're talking about edible pits. Limeid on isurei nazir shem tzarfin zezer. Reb Shimon less late seiruf, and Reb Shimon disagrees with that. Limud disanya. Reb Shimon amar kol shul malchus lamer kizayis el inin carbon. The halacha of being chayiv malchus, according to Rabbi Shimon, is even a kolshu, and therefore there's no need for a tziruf for the iser malchus. The only time that there is a requirement of kizayis is in regards to bringing a carbon. Let's say a person ate chayla, if he eat fats of an animal, that if he's over it, so then he brings a carbon chatas, so then in such a case, then you have a carbon. However, when it comes to nazir, the iser itself, a kolshu is going to be usher, and therefore he's not going to need a pasuk to tell you to be mitzdarif the iser kolshu, because when it comes to nazirus, already, once you ate a kolshu, you're over, according to Rabbi Shimon. We continue with the new Mishnah, a very important Mishnah about the distinction between Nizir Shimshin and what the Mishnah refers to as a Nizir Oilam. Hareini kishimshin keben Noach kebal Delila. I'm like Shimshon, or the son of Manoach, or like the husband of Delilah, who of course was Shimshon, who married Delilah, Kemisha Oker, Dalsis Aza, or the one who uprooted the doors of Aza, Kemisha Nekru, Plishtim, Esain of the one who had his eyes gored out by the Plishtim, Arizan, Nazir Shimshon. All of these, of course, describe
the saga of Shimshon in Parsha Shoftim, so he's taking Nazirus upon himself, and that's called Nazir Simshon. Says the Gemara, Lomelus Nikol Halin. Why do we need all these examples? Sricha. The Mishnah needs to delineate all these cases. Diamarini Kishimshon, if he would say, I am like Shimshon, Havamina Shimshon Achrini. Kamashalanki ben Noach. So these are one long list. He's saying he's Shimshon ben Noach, Kabal Dlilo. He needs to say all these things. Vitanik ben Noach, I mean, Ika the Miskari Hachi. That there are some who are called this way. Kamashon Kabal Dlilo, Kamishnikru Plishtim es Einov. Simple reading of the Gemara would be that you need to say all of these formulations. And therefore, Tosis points out that the appropriate girsa is not ukimi shakar dalsasaza or ukimi shnikra, but kimi. Not one or the other or the other. He needs to say all of those things. That isn't the simple, we would not have anticipated that by reading the Mishnah, but that's what comes out of the Gemara, and that's what Tosis di Bar Maskil Kishimshon says, that he has to say all of these things, because we might think he's referring to something else. Quite a chidush. We continue on with a new Mishnah. 10 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Ma bein Nazir Olam leNazir Shimshon. What are the difference between someone who becomes, let's translate the word Olam as general over here. What's the difference between someone who becomes a general Nazir versus someone who delineates Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, Hichbid Sarah Michael Tar, Umevi Sholosh Behemos. When we're talking about Nazir Olam, then he needs to let his hair grow. However, if his hair has become very heavy, so then he's allowed to cut it a little. He's a mekal b'tar. He could be lenient by using tar as a scissors. Umevi sholosh behemos. And he also brings three behemos at the conclusion of his nazirus. However, the Mefarshim explained that over here the Gemara is also saying, by the way, those three behemos are keves la'ola, keves l'chatas, ayel l'shlamim. All those things can be found in Parshas Naso. Mefarshim explained that over here the Gemara is saying that if he's Mekel, but Mishnah is saying that if he's Mekel Batar, so then in such a case, he should bring these karbanos as well. Vim nitma, and if he becomes tam, mevi karban tuma, then he brings the special karban tuma that we read yesterday in the psukim that states, sorim oshne b'nei yonah. However, when it comes to Shimshon, if it's a Nazirus of Shimshon, hichbid sara ena mekel, that number one, he can never cut his hair no matter what. Vim nitma ena mevi karban tuma. And if he becomes tuma, he doesn't bring the karban tuma. Asks the Gemara, Nazir olam mandikar shmei. Where did we have this distinction between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir olam? This whole concept. So the Gemara said, in other words, who was talking about a Nazir Olam? We were just talking about Nazir Shimshon. So where do we get this whole concept from? There's something missing over here, argues the Gemara, from our Mishnah. Because the previous Mishnah had said Shimshon. Fine. And all of a sudden we asked, what's the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? Who's talking about Nazir Olam? Nazir Olam, Adikar Shmei, who was talking about this? Answer the Gemara, Ksuri Mechsura V'Hachik Tani. There's something missing, and this is what it should say. Ha'omer Hareini Nazir Olam. Hareze Nazir. If a person says he's going to be a Nazir forever, he's considered a Nazir. And then we say, Mai ben Nazir Olam leNazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam, as we go on to say, Hichbit Sar Mekel Batar Mevi Shalosh Behemos, as we spelled out in the Mishnah, Vim Nitma Mevi Karbon Tumah, Nazir Shimshon, Hichbit Sar Eina Mekel Batar, Veena Mevi Karbon Tumah. The Gemara analyzes, Karbon Udala Maisi. When it comes to the Nazir Shimshon, he doesn't bring a carbon for if he becomes tamei. However, analyzes the Gemara, the second line from the top, and Dalet Amud Bey, he's Aval Nazirus Chayli Aleha. But Nazirus would take effect. Mani Masnisin, who does our Mishnah on Dalet Amud Aleph go according to? Lei Rabbi Yehuda, Lei Rabbi Shimon. If either is Nalar, neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Shimon. The Sani Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Nazir Shimshon, Mutter Latami Mesim, Shekem Atsinu B'Shimshon Shenitma. When it comes to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metame Lemesim. We see that Shimshon was Metame Lemesim. Shimshon fought wars. So Rabbi Yehuda says if a person takes a Nazir Shimshon himself, he's allowed to be Metame Lemesim. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ha'imer Nazir Shimshon Lo Yamar Klum. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says that Nazir Shimshon has no existence today. Shalom Atzinu Mishimshon Shiyatza Nazirus Mipiv. Because we never saw that Shimshon ever took Nazirus upon himself. In other words, the Nazirus of Shimshon is unique. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Manoach that this is how they should raise their child. So Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't exist at all. Analyzes our Gemara. 8 lines on top, and Dalet and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar Afilu Lechatchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like that Lechatchila, the Nazir is allowed to be Metame himself, if he's a Nazir Shimshon. Umasnisin Ketani Imnitma. And our Mishnah says, if he was Metame. That sounds like it's Bidiyevit. He Rabbi Shimon, and of course it's not going to Rabbi Shimon. Ha'amar Lechayla Nazirus Klal. He says it doesn't take effect at all. Says the Gemara, Loilam Rabbi Yehuda, he. Really, we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And, Va'aydi Diktani Gabi Nazir Lolam Im Nitma Taninami Gabi Nazir Shimshin in Nitma. Really, the halacha would be that he could be Metami himself Lechatchila. Our Mishnah never meant to say Bidiyevit, but rather, since it says by Nazir Olam Im Nitma, use the expression Im, if he was, but he can be Metami himself Lechatchila. Suggests the Gemara, Leima v'plugsa dahani tanoi k'miflugi. This machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about whether there's an Nazir Shimshin today seems to be another machlokes tanoi. This nan, as we learned in a Mishnah, this appears, some suggest it's a Brisa, it appears in a Darim on Yud Beis on a Beis, so switch to Snan to the Sanya, Harei alai kibichor. If a person says, I will be like a individual to this, here the Mefarshim add, to this loaf, like it is a Bechor. And just like a Bechor is Aser to me, so too, he's making the loaf Aser to him. Rabbi Yankiv Aser, Rabbi Yasi Matri, Rabbi Yaakov says it's Aser, Rabbi Yossi says it's permissible. What's that machlokes of whether you can make a piece of bread Aser to you? So says the Gemara, you know what the machlokes is? My love, Rabbi Yehuda, Savla Kerv Yaakov, to all my lo be'inan davar neither. Reb Shimon Savar Lak Reb Yosi De Amar Be'inan Davar Hanidar. This is a topic that we discussed in the Dharma Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and that is, when you make a neder, could you be matbis, could you compare the item to something that itself is aser benatu to a neder? If you hold you need Davar Hanidar, what you need is that a neder could only be chal on some an item, if the item that you're comparing it to, so in the case of the loaf will only become usher if you compare it to an item that itself is usher because of a neder. In contrast to a bechor is usher, but not due to a neder. It's because the Torah says that the firstborn that comes out of the animal is going to be usher. Hence, Rabbi Yaakov says it's usher when you say arei like a bechor, because he holds you need davar neder. He holds you don't need davar neder. Rabbi Yossi says mutter because he holds you do need davar neder. Analyzes the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon savla Rabbi Yossi the amar bina davar neder. Rabbi Shimon by us is following Rabbi Yossi. He holds you need a davar neder. And Shimshon was not a davar neder because as Rabbi Shimon had argued shalom atzinu b'shimshon sheyatzas naziris bepiv, that he never uttered naziris coming out of his mouth. Says the Gemara like, the kule alma b'ina davar neder. Everybody holds you do need davar neder. Then why is it that Rabbi Yaakov says that if he says harei alaiki bechor that the loaf is going to be aser v'shani gabi bechor? Because bechor there are two different themes as the Gemara describes on Daf Yugimel and Darm. Dichsiv be lashem l'rabo says habechor, that there it says beferish lashem to come to include bechor. How do we see that it's included from Bechor, that the pasuk by Neder says, Ish ki yidar Neder Lashem? The emphasis over here is Lashem, to Hashem. Lerabos, it's coming to include those things that are Kachim. That it's similar to Kachim. A Neder is similar to Kachim. And therefore, Kachim is something that is a Dover Hanidar. Rabbi Yosi Amar Lecha, Ahu Lashem, Iboy Le Rabos Chatas V'Asham. That's spelled out there in Yud Gimel in the Dharm. It's coming to tell you Chatas V'Asham. That a Chatas V'Asham is a Dover HaMatpis when it comes to Neder. Lashem is talking specifically to Chatas V'Asham. Asks the Gemara, Mari is similar to Shaklavitari over there in the Dharm and Yud Gimel. Le Rabos Chatas V'Asham, Lo Tziyas HaBechor. How do you know that it's coming to include Chatas Hashem and not a Bechor? Marbani Chatas Hashem shekein mitvas beneder umotzi es anias a Bechor shein matbis beneder. Gemara explains that I'll take Chatas and Hashem because it's more likely to be matbis beneder, because it's more involved with neder. What do we mean it's more involved with neder? When a person says that they're going to bring Chatas Hashem, they do have to bring Chatas Hashem. However, when it comes to Bechor, you don't proclaim a Bechor. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lecha Bechor nami matbisa b'neder hu. It could very well be that Bechor is also mitbis b'neder. Desanya. Shall base Rabbeinu Amru minayin l'no lo Bechor b'toch edra she mitzvah lo v'lakdisho. We saw this also in Nedarim on Yugimel, a fascinating concept. As we alluded to before, Bechor, on the one hand, is no lo mikdusha. On the other hand, we learn from base Rabbeinu, from the house of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that if somebody has a Bechor born to him, there's a mitzvah to say that it's Kadosh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hazachar takdish, you shall sanctify the Bechor. Rabbi Yosef Lechon, he the mitzvah akdisha. It's true it's a mitzvah akdish, and therefore in a way it could be matbis b'neder. And therefore, we're going to say that it's connected to a dover hanider, but ilo magdish le milo kadosh, but you don't have to consecrate it, and if someone doesn't, the carbon has consecration. We're going to stop over here. As I've mentioned, Baruch Hashem, we're busy b'chinuch ha-talmidim, aside from learning the daf yomi that's kadosh. So we will stop over here, and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow pick up with the Gemara's following kasha, Gabi Nozer Nami, Haksiv Lashem. May we continue to grow Milo, Mila, as we continue to march through this beautiful Masechta. And in many ways, Nazir, even though we pointed out that the Mefarshim, based on the Gemara, say that it's really connected to Kachim, so far this has been a nice review of Nedarim as well. In today's daf, we had the Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, if a partial statement of Naziris is binding. We had a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim of when the Gemara says that wine is Mushba Va'omed. Does that mean that a person has a mitzvah min HaTorah to drink wine on Shabbos, and that would somehow suggest that the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is Doraisa? We then, of course, got into Naziris Shimshon. The Gemara is saying that Naziris Shimshon is different than a regular Nazir. And we learned these ideas already in the Mishnah on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, that a Nazir Shimshon does not have the prohibition of Tumah. The Gemara points out that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether the concept of Naziris at all, Naziris Shimshon, exists today at all. Rabbi Yehuda points out that it does, but he can be metame lemesim, and it's even mutter. The Gemara points out that our mission is in consonance with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says that there was no statement of Naziris Shimshon when it came to Shimshon's own life, and therefore a person cannot make the statement of Nazira Shimshon. The Gemara also suggests that the Machlokas might revolve around whether Neder is binding on a Dover She'eino Nidir, or a Neder will only be binding on a Dover Hanidir. And the Gemara points out that it would be binding on a Dover Hanidir. And when it comes to Nazir, then we're going to explain what's unique about Nazir Shimshon in tomorrow's daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalid in Maseches Nedarim.